God speaks to us through all different ways and through different people. So I believe that if you were stumbling onto this podcast for the first time, or if you're coming back, truly God has sent you. If you don't believe me, just check out the numbers. This is the episode 21, and the number 21 has a biblical as well as spiritual meanings. And today is January 24th. The number 24 has biblical and spiritual meanings. So let's talk about it, Spirit. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ah! It is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child?
Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Wow, I have an opinion and I'm gonna voice it, so.
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it.
No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh.
Wait.
Spirits. Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Yes, I'm back. What? Hey, oh. Yes, Grand Rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this, Spirits and Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. I am so happy and excited to be back with you. I promise you, I missed you. I did. I really did. I was incomplete without my spirits of the week. So I know all of you were like, well, girl, what happened last week? I'm gonna tell you what happened. What happened was, no, but seriously, you know, I had set out for season two to be small business owners as well as entrepreneurs, right? I did say that my episode for introducing my brand and my company was going to be the last episode. However, I had a friend who was originally supposed to do one of the episodes introducing their business as well, but it got to the point where it was like, I was ready, they weren't ready, they were ready, I wasn't ready type of thing. And I felt like that tug and pull was kind of a notion from God on archiving and just and moving forward with what God has called me to do. So that is why I scrapped that episode. It was originally supposed to come out, but I scrapped it because honestly, God is tugging on my heartstrings so hard, Spirit, and he is not gonna let me leave this alone. So I had to do that, and I know some feelings were hurt, some people were confused. I probably even lost a few followers. I don't care, because like I said, this is not about me. This is about God, us as a whole, as a community, you know. So Anyhow, this episode is called From Death to Rebirth. Why is that? Well, because it's about letting go of your old ways. You know, obviously the old you have to die in order for you to be reborn into the most beautiful, authentic self, and your most beautiful, authentic self, spirit. So who is that person? Who is your most authentic, beautiful self? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. But right now, this is the morning greeting. It's about me. It's about me. It ain't about you. I'm just joking. But yeah, so we're going to talk about what the number 21 means. We're going to talk about what the number 24 means. And we're going to get down and dirty with this 6-month transformation, spirits, because God has called me to enlighten those and to go on this transformation myself. So not only am I going on it, but I'm inviting you in my journey, and I want to be a part of your journey from now until July. Where do we want to see ourselves? Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Yeah. So let's talk about my week. Okay. Where do we start? What's today? Oh my goodness. Today is a Monday, January 24th. Okay. Again, spirits, if you do not know this, my podcasts are coming out on Mondays officially, because I want to make sure that you start your weeks out right. Okay. You feel me? So I figured that's the best way to do it. Now, I am thinking about coming out with a Wednesday episode as well, just to kind of keep your spirits up in the midday. The midweek, but maybe that'd be like a 30-minute episode, and then this one is an hour. I don't know. What do you think, spirits? Let me know. Hit me up on my social media, on all platforms. Let me know however you reach me, and let me know what you think of that idea. No, but seriously, idea. So yeah, my week, let's talk about school first. So, well, when I first started school, you know, back in the fall, I had originally failed two courses because my niece had passed away. Rest in peace, Carnesha. And I kind of took a huge hit. And so I, it was a fail or drop out. So I failed, and I'm back in it. I passed my first original class, which was marketing strategy, with an A, of course, duh. And now I'm doing leading in business management, where you're understanding yourself as a leader. I'm not doing so well because I did not have my books, but now I have my books, and I reached out to my instructor, and, they emailed me back with a little attitude or whatever, but, I'm hitting it hard all day, all week, all weekend. You know, I got 5 more weeks left of this course. I cannot fail this course. I plan on getting an A or at least a B. I definitely want to keep my 4.0 GPA, A, but it is what it is. I'm not mad. You know what I'm saying? Life happens. So you just got to figure out a way to roll with the punches, you know? So that's that. I'm doing a little bit better, but, you know, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Now, my children are in school as well. You know, school is back January. It is what it is. My daughter had a bully on the bus. Last week, I almost lost my mind because a couple weeks ago, he was hitting her in her head, right? And then he broke her book bag. So now you, not only are you hitting my child, the thing that came out of my body, okay? The person that I'm supposed to protect, but now you fucking with her money and my money. And now I have a problem with you and your existence and your mama, okay? So, needless to say, I went up to the bus stop. I originally had spoke to his mother when he was hitting her, but now he broke her book bag. So I went up to him and I said, look here, little boy, unless you want to hit me too, and watch what happens watch what happens after that. And I suggest you stay away from my child. I had to let him know. Spirits, because people crazy, you know. And I told him, you already know I live at home, boy. Holla at me. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Not when it comes to my children, for sure. On another note, my youngest daughter is doing pretty well in school. We are coming up on our custody battle in February. For those of you who do not know, I spoke very vaguely of this when I originally started my podcast, but it's getting down to the wire where we're going to be talking about breaking generational curses in season 3. And you're going to know a hell of a lot more about me than you want to. So definitely stay tuned for that. But yes, in February, we are going to be battling that custody battle. So right now, I'm just keeping a level head and just making sure that my daughters are doing well in school. Now, my oldest is not doing so well in language arts, which I think is crazy because it's like my favorite subject. But I challenged her. I said, listen, if I can bring my grade up, which I haven't yet, I'm working on it. And it is getting worked on. I currently have an F in my class right now. And it's so funny because my daughter has an F in language arts. So I challenged her. I said, listen, if you can bring that up to an A, I will give you $100. And I even challenged two of her classmates or peers on the bus stop as well, because I love going to the bus stop with my babies or my oldest and taking her to, you know, watching her get on the bus and stuff. It's just such a joy. It's such a joy. Oh, my gosh, being a mom. But I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. But, yeah, so it's exciting to challenge her and to let them know that, you know, school is cool and like learn and grow and teach and inspire and stop playing with yourself. Yeah, so that's that. What else happened to me in this week? Oh my goodness, my poetry spirits. I have been hitting it hard in the music industry, or not, I wouldn't even say the music industry, but just on the music side of things, I guess. I have been reading my poetry at spoken words, at open mics, Whiskey North here in Tampa, Florida. And I plan on going to Lakeland here soon, as well as Clearwater, and then Atlanta. Oh, and Miami as well. We're going to be doing that. And we have like a little carpool group that that I travel with. You know, we hype each other up and be like, you got this, you got this. So it has definitely been a work in progress, and it has been a journey. And it's fun. I'm having fun because my father is also a part of the crew. So it is going swell. As far as anything else, I would definitely have to say this, spirits. You know, I stepped out on faith, right? I ended up leaving a corporate job and saying, you know what? I'm going to start my own company and I'm going to walk out on faith. And I don't care about nothing that happens after that because my eyes are so focused on God and it ain't even funny. But, spirits, can I be honest with you? It has not been easy, okay? I ain't got no food stamps, which means I ain't got no food. So, what is the thing called when you go to the thing with the church? What is it? Anyways, where they drop it, where you get the food? Okay, food banks, here we come, right? You know, obviously bills are piling up and I'm just kind of looking at God like I'm still focused, you know, just kind of like when Jesus had stepped out on the water, right? And he was like, come on, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. And who was that? That was, I cannot remember. Was it Paul or John? You know, I'm not big on the script because I don't believe that those stories really happen, but they are like, you know, nice stories to get you to understand the message behind it. But anywho, whoever the disciple was that was trying to follow Jesus onto the water, he ended up, you know, seeing lightning and was like, oh, shit. And that's how he fell into the water, into the ocean, you know. Walked off the boat. He was walking just fine on the water, and then lightning hit. Boom, he said, oh, he looked back, and what? Jesus said, don't look back, and he looked back anyway. And that's what we do, right? That's what we do, spirits. We look back anyways, right? So my goal is to stay focused and stay, keep my blinders on like the horse have in the race. And big ups to Black Lives Matter, that one horse that just won in the Derby race. I'm so excited to see that. I had no idea that I hate saying black people because I know the politically correct term is African, and I hate saying African American, and I'm gonna just say Aboriginals. I love to see when Aboriginals, you know, breed and go into sports that, you know, you don't necessarily see us in. So I love that. And the fact they had that horse named Black Lives Matter, it was just too cute. Too cute. Too cute. but yes, so that is that. That was my week. I stepped out on faith. You know, my car payments have been piling up. You know, my credit score obviously is probably going down. I don't give a shit. And at the end of the day, I'm keeping a smile on my face because I know that God got me, or my niece, my ancestors, somebody got me. Right? No, I don't know. They got me, y'all. They got me, and they got us. They got you too, and I got you. So that's pretty much my week. Please. Feel free to comment. Let me know what you think about it, because I'm here to inspire. I want to let you know that walking out on faith is not easy. It's very scary. But if you stay focused on God, good things will happen to you. And I truly believe that that's where we are today with it. And now, have I seen those great things yet? Like, no, but I'm still here. I still have a roof over my head. I still have clothes on my body. I still have food to eat, you know, regardless of if it's being bought with EBT or my own cash. Who gives a shit? My children are still fed, hair still clean, you know, bodies are still clean, clothes are still clean, you know what I mean? So I'm giving gratitude, and I'm thanking God for what I have and not for what I don't have. And that's how the blessings continue to flow in. So y'all already know that is the morning greeting. We finna get into the show. Who ready? The morning greeting this week obviously was gonna be 15 minutes long because I wanted to make sure y'all truly understood where I was coming from as a person, as a spirit, as an individual, as a mother, as an Aboriginal, as a black woman, as a veteran, as all of that. Oh, speaking of that, spirits, little do you know, did you know I stopped smoking? I stopped smoking ganja. So not only do I not do drugs, I'm not in a physical relationship, and I'm good. Okay. Let go. Welcome back, spirits. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to My First Amendment podcast with Miss Kiki Kamau, your host. And today's episode is called From Death to Rebirth. Now, spirits, I talked about it earlier in my morning greeting. You already know today is January 24th, and the number 24 is very significant. But this is also episode 21. The number 21 is very significant. So let's talk about how significant these numbers are, spirit. First, let's start off with number 21. The number 21 means new opportunities are in front of you. So, spirits, is there anything that has been scratching at your door lately for you to jump in and start, you know, driving onto, you know, jump in the car and drive? Is there any opportunities like that, whether it's a job, whether it's a career, whether it's a promotion, whether it's a move, whether it's a love, whether it's a release, you know, maybe letting somebody go is an opportunity. So you should definitely pay more attention to this number, these signs, and what's been happening to you lately. Definitely slow down. Really focus on what's been going on in your day-to-day and write some things down as well so you can really hone in on that opportunity. This number is encouraging. You have positive attitude to all changes that are going to happen soon. You have to have a positive attitude to all the changes that is going to happen soon, spirits, because like I said, maybe it may look like a opportunity that is kind of, maybe the facade of it looks bad, but maybe in the inside, you know, is where the treasure or the gift or the blessing lies. So think about that. Another thing about the number 21 is that you have to be assertive. And there should not be any doubts in your life anymore. So the number 21 wants you to be more assertive about what's going on in your life, okay? If there's some things that you are doubting, we need to clean those doubts up, and we need to confirm what it is that you are doubting. It's important that you believe in yourself, but also you must believe in the signs, in your intuition, in your spirit, in your higher self as well, because your higher self is that tiny little voice that says, don't do this, or go that way, or this ain't for us, or yuck, or oh my goodness, I don't feel good, or, you know, whatever. That's that higher self. So tap in to your higher self. The number 21 also symbolizes getting rid of your old beliefs. So you should definitely leave your past behind you, because it is time for a new phase in your life. Are you feeling this? Like, I feel like I am not only talking to myself, spirits, but I feel like I am really talking to my community now. And I love the fact that, you know, God has called me to do this, because, like I said, not only is this inside of me, but I sense that it's also going on in the world. And people have been reaching out to me about this. So time is now. Time is money. So if you follow, you know, what I'm saying, you're definitely going to see a huge significance in your 6-month transformation. Another thing about the number 21 is that it brings a lot of luck and joy in your love life. So if you are a selfless person, it will help you have a greater relationship with your emotional partner. If you are, you know, single, then obviously you're going to have a greater relation with your higher self. See, I'm looking at for y'all, spirits. So let's talk about the number 24. Let's switch up the gears here. Now, I actually, looked all of this up prior to talking to you guys about it, because I want to make sure that, you know, I have the right meanings, I have the right understanding of everything, and you know, so that way it also flows. So the number 24, the number 24 is about settling differences, disputes, and battles on different sides, and restoring harmony and balance. So it's kind of funny that the number 21 and the number 24 are kind of very significant in each other. The number 2 is a number of balance and duality, relationships, cooperation, partnership, diplomacy, and soul purpose and mission. Do you hear that? Let me say that again. Soul purpose and mission, right? Then you got the number 4 that symbolizes practically honesty, organization, integrity, responsibility, drive, passion, dependability, and inner wisdom. So put those two numbers together, and what do you got? If you're seeing the number 24, what is that telling you? It means that it's a good sign regarding your love life. If you are single, again, expect some changes, situations. Expect family harmony, togetherness, relationships. If you are noticing that people from the past are coming back, but these are the good people, the ones that encouraged you, the ones that wanted to see you do great, those are the ones that you need to glue yourself to and continue moving forward. You're going to notice that the people that you do not want in your life, as long as you stay on this, you know, this path, they're going to stay away, because God only needed to show you who they were, so that way he can show you who you are not and who you are meant to be. So The number 24 is about blending energies, right? It symbolizes health, healing, security, love, beauty, comfort, relationships, teamwork, romance, diplomacy. That's diplomacy. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'd be wanting to say, because I think about having a diploma. I mean, I don't know why. Child. Anyways, I was about to like really give a real no, I wasn't. Anyways, harmony, family, companionship, these all are things that are correlation or associated with the number 24. So as I said before, when you're seeing the number 24, this means that the path that you are on is often resolved everyday issues to maintain harmony and balance, especially in your home. So resolve these issues with balance, harmony, doing yoga, reading, writing, journaling, all that good stuff. And that is the number 21, and that is the number 24. Moving on. Let's talk about the 6 month transformation spirits and where it's leading us and how we're going to get there. I'm super excited because this is exactly what I was called to do. So if you follow me on Instagram, I have my business page, KamauEmpire_PR. That's KamauEmpire_PR. Now, one of my recent posts was like this three-ring circle. And basically, it's about finding your purpose. This episode is really, I really want you to hone in, spirits, on what your purpose is, and then we'll go from there. We're literally going to take it baby steps, right? So what is your purpose? Why are you here? You know, I'm sure you ask yourself that. I ask myself that. I've asked God, why am I here? Like, why am I here? Like, seriously, stop playing with me. But let's figure it out together. Let's understand your strengths. Let's understand your weaknesses and so much more. Who is ready to take that dive with me? I know I am. And I feel like you are, spirits, because you would have not, would not have, oh my goodness, would not have tuned in this fine day. So, spirits, before we continue on and me giving you the tips and tricks on getting to your purpose, to get to your career, to get to your 6 month transformation, I want you to get a pen and pad because we about to write some things down. And no, we not gonna tear it up. No, we not gonna ball it up. No, we not gonna, you know, wet it up. We are going to make sure that the page turns and continues to turn until our entire book of life is complete. So, go ahead and get that pen and paper, and let's talk about your weaknesses. I want you to write down on the piece of paper, what are some of your weaknesses? And I'll go first. One of my biggest weaknesses is that I give people the benefit of the doubt. Going into this new role as a leader, not only am I a leader in my small group of entrepreneurs, not only am I a leader in my household, not only am I a leader in my family, and not only am I a leader, I believe, on in my community when it comes to social media with helping as far as the business aspect, but if I want to become a truly great leader, I have to accept people for who they are and not give them like the benefit of the doubt. When I say benefit of the doubt, what I tend to do is like I'll literally see somebody, you know, and this is a hypothetical situation, but like for instance, I'll see someone like, I don't know, snorting cocaine or something. And instead of me seeing them snort cocaine, I'll just go, oh, they're just playing with baby powder. They're not really doing that. They're just, you know, they're just figuring some things out. And the next thing you know, I invite this powder head into my home. And this powder head starts to steal all my stuff and rape and kill me. And the next thing you know, I'm saying, well, they didn't mean any harm. You know what I mean? So I have an issue. I got a problem. And that problem is no more. Okay. No, seriously. When I noticed it, not only did I take a test in school just this weekend, but that confirmed it in me. But I had already started making those changes in my life for the new year. And then what happened was I kind of had like a minor setback in January. We're still in January. Why am I talking as if we're not in January? Okay, I had a minor setback a couple weeks ago, and that is what confirmed my perspective for people. Mm-hmm. So that weakness is a no-mo, okay? It's a no-mo faux show. So I want to talk to you, Spirits, about what my daughters and I did. We're still talking weaknesses. So what we did was we wrote And weakness can also be a fear, okay? So what we did was we wrote our fears out on a balloon and we released it out into the skies, you know, for God, our ancestors, to be able to put it in their hands. And we're letting go. We're saying bye fears, bye weaknesses. I'm no longer going to give you weight anymore, okay? You're free to fly, move about the country, okay? Period. So I want you to do the same thing. I want you to do that, Spirit. If you are listening to this, I want you to try that same exercise and let me know how you felt afterwards. Hit me up on all social media platforms. You know, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, however you decide to reach me, hit me up. Let me know if you've done that and let me know how it made you feel. Honestly, I felt so relieved. I did not know that people pleasing was such a hindrance. I don't need to rewrite that on the balloon. But I just now I know. Okay, now I know. Period. So I want you to try that. Okay. And when you're ready, we're gonna talk about strengths. Another thing my children and I did during the Kwanzaa weekend, during the Kwanzaa celebration to bring in the new year as well, is we wrote down all of our strengths and our gifts on a piece of paper. And we put that into the river, the ocean, and which symbolizes flow and, you know, allowing our gifts to flow back to us in an orderly fashion, allowing our strengths to flow back to us. You know, and our purpose as well. So that is another exercise. Oh my goodness. I'm dropping gems. Drop. Drop it like it's hot. No, but seriously, I really want you to try that one as well, Spirits, and let me know what you think. Let me know how you felt. Let me know if you feel more empowered by doing those exercises. Okay. Now, we've written down our weaknesses and we're going to release them to God and our ancestors. We've written down our strengths and we're going to release it to Mother Oshun, the goddess of water, you know, of the lakes. And we're going to have that flow back into us in a divine way, right? Now, what I want you to do, Spirits, is write down all the people in your life that makes you feel, let's just go with the word uneasy. And what I mean by that is there someone that's like only after you for sex or doesn't see the value or your worth or doesn't, you know, like you the way you like them or doesn't compliment you the way you compliment them or inspire you the way you inspire them? It is time to let them go. I am not kidding. Okay. Because they are going to be the biggest hindrance of your growth and of your future. In this new transformation, some people cannot come with you. Okay? I'm going to say that again. In this new transformation, in this 6-month transformation, some people cannot come with us. We got to let these people go. Yes, they were okay in our past and during our healing or unhealed phase. But now that we are healing, it's time to let them people go. Okay? So write down who those people are. Write down what it is that it is that makes you uneasy about them or whatever it is. Maybe they like to borrow your clothes. Maybe they're always asking you for money. Maybe they always need a ride. Maybe they just want to suck up your energy and don't give you that energy back. I don't know. I don't know your life. Just write it down. Just write it down. Now, we're also going to identify who the people are that benefit you in a spiritual way, in a financial way, in a loving way, in an encouraging way, in a determining way, you know, who want to see you succeed, who loves pouring into your cup, even if you probably don't pour into theirs. Pay attention to your surroundings and the people that love you, such as I. And it is now time to pour back into them. That is called living in the moment, slowing down and living in the moment. But don't overwhelm them, right? What I mean by that is watch them, you know, whether it's on their social media, whether it's, you know, at work or at school or at home or wherever these people are that encourages you. Watch them, you know, pick up some of their daily habits or, you know, the things that they are doing well at, you know, if it entices you or if it's something that's already built in you, you know, start implementing that in your daily routine. You know what I mean? Ooh, that rhymes. Every day with myself. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes, spirits. And I want you to think of yourself as a never-ending water fountain. You know, those really cool ones that you see at like a spa or you can even probably buy on Amazon. And what I want you to do is picture that waterfall and remember how it's water is coming from out of nowhere and it's pouring back into the fountain, right? So that means that water, that flow, that natural, spiritual, beautiful flow never stops. It continues, right? And I want you to notice how the water just, it never dries up. It just continues to flow. This is where we are trying to get to spiritually, spirits. This is where we are trying to get to mentally. I want you to think of that as your cup being constantly filled up to where it's overflowing into other people's cup, but because you're filling up the people that is filling up your cup never empties or really run over. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Now I feel like a preacher. Okay, let me slow it down a little bit because I ain't trying to be no preacher. You feel me? But, you know, like I said, God called me to do this. And just like he called Paul, who was one of the wildest disciples, of course, he's going to call people who you don't think that he'd be calling on. But he just was like, I mean, he came at my door like he was the police. And I was like, what? I ain't say it like that. I was like, damn. I hear you, God. I hear you. And I'm here. I'm here for it. So I gave you a lot to think about, spirits, within these 20 minutes or so. And I'll recap it. Because I probably did go fast. I want you to write down your weaknesses. And I want you to release them. Because they are no longer holding you down. Ooh, excuse me. I want you to write down your strengths. And I want you to have that abundance flow into the ocean. Let that flow. Let those strengths flow within you. Pray on it. Put it in your Bible. If you don't want to put it in the ocean because you don't want to pollute, you know, get water dissolving paper, okay, whatever. And let that flow into you. Let it come back in its natural divine way. And then I want you to write down the people that make you uneasy, and it's time to release them. And then write down the people that fill your cup up, because it is time to embrace them. Now I'm going to read something from a book that my therapist gave me, a book that is called The Language of Letting Go, Melody Battle. Okay. And I'm going to read it for specifically for today, January 24th. Okay. And it's literally, the title of it is called Clearing the Slate. How crazy is that? I mean, literally, I did not make this up. Like, I'm not smart enough to make this up. Like, God put this in me. Like, everything is making its own sense, okay? One of the greatest gifts we can give is an open, loving heart. And holding on to negative feelings from past relationships is our greatest barrier to that gift. Most of us had relationships that had ended, and when we examine these relationships, we need to clear the emotional slate. Are we holding on to anger or resentments? Are we still feeling victimized? Are we leaving with the self-defeating beliefs that may be attached to these relationships? Women can't be trusted. Bosses use people. There is no such thing as a good relationship. These are all things that we say to ourselves. It is time to let go of all that may be blocking your relationships today. Self-defeating beliefs will block us today from giving and getting the love that we desire. So remember, I'm talking about that pouring into other people's cup and allowing people to pour into your cup, so that way it never run over and it never runs dry. With great certainty, we can know that old feelings and self-defeating beliefs will block us today from giving and getting the love we desire. We can clear the slate of the past. It begins with awareness, honesty, and openness. The process is complete when we reach a state of acceptance and peace toward all from our past. So I'm going to leave you with this and say this to yourself. Today, I will begin the process of letting go of all self-defeating feelings and beliefs connected to past relationships. I will clear my slate so I am free to love and be loved. Spirits, I really hope that you take heed to what I'm trying to say, because like I said before, I'm not just doing this for my own health and self. I'm doing this for my children, my community, my family, my sister, my cousins, and I'm doing this for you. Okay, so now that we have identified our strengths, our weaknesses, and the people that should be released from our past and future, and those that we should be taking with us, we can now identify the needs of the world based on your gifts, your strengths, and the things that you like to do. So going back to that post I posted on Instagram on my business page at KamalEmpire_PR, if you are looking to find your purpose in life, take those necessary steps that I just said. Try out those exercises that I just gave. And then I want you to do your research on the particular jobs or careers that are aligned with your gifts, your strengths, and the things that you love to do. For example, I love to talk. Okay, so it was inevitable for me to be on a podcast or a radio station or whatever the case may be. It's inevitable for me to be networking with people. I just love people, okay? I love people. I love to talk. I love to write. I love to laugh. I love to smile. I love fashion. I love marketing. I just love. And hello, public relations. Bada boom, bada bam. So, spirits, if you are really going to be doing these exercises, like I said before, if you are really going to be writing down these things, please message me, hit me up. I am begging you. I encourage you. If you feel inclined, I am pleading with you. So reach out. Let me know if you are doing these things, if you've done these things, how has it helped you? How is it helping you? How is it helping you? Or how is it having you feel? And I want us to build this community. So I want to stay connected with your growth, and I want you to stay connected with my growth so I can continue to love on you, so I can continue to encourage you, and so I can continue to see that 6-month transformation. Okay. We are shooting for the stars. All right. We are looking for July. I know it's kind of crazy because July is literally my birthday month, but I didn't plan this. I didn't plan this. Oh my goodness. I wish I did. I wish I was smart enough to plan this, but I didn't. Now, I've given you 30 minutes of tips and tricks and good things. Now, was it free marketing advice or branding? Probably not too much, but we're going to get into that because I want to make sure we understand who you are as an individual spirit before we can move on to what God has called you to do. Now, if you already know what God called you to do, then stay tuned for part two. The episode, next week. And then we'll talk more about it. But for now, I look forward to talking to you, spirits, and stay tuned for more episodes with your girl. And this is the wrap up. So I'm going to be doing an outro. And that's about it. I'm running out of words to say because I'm so excited. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to let y'all go. Oh my God. I could do this forever. I could do this for hours. The devil has no powers. Okay, y'all get it. Okay, bye, spirits. Hey there, hi there, ho there. I am so glad that I was able to do this episode, but I want to keep you spirits in mind that if you do not reach out to me, let me know how your journey is going. Let me know how your weaknesses and strengths are going. All these exercises that I, advise you to do. If you do not reach out to me, there's no way we can continue moving forward in this journey together because at the end of the day, I'm helping you. But I'm also helping myself. Now, keep in mind, I'm gonna still keep moving in my journey, regardless if you do or don't. But I'm trying to, you feel me, bring you in on this thing. So if you don't already know any of my handles, here they are. You're ready for me. All right, so on Instagram, I have an artist page where mostly it's about my poetry and my comedy, and that is Miss Kiki Kamau. That's it, just MZKIKIKAMAU. Miss Kiki Kamau. Same thing on my Facebook page, Miss Kiki Kamau. And then I also have a YouTube channel as well where you can check out like some of my latest Kwanzaa videos, and then I will be posting my live performances of my poetry on there as well. And that is Miss Kiki Kamau. All right, boom. So on my business side of things, you can reach out to me on my business Instagram, which is Kamau Empire _PR. That's KAMAU. EMPIRE_PR, as well as on my business page on Facebook is just Orkia Kamau. And then Twitter, I am Orkia W, as well as Snapchat, I believe it's K90 Womack. I guess I really don't even care. Oh, K Womack 90. Okay, it is what it is. Well, until then, spirits, and I apologize, I also have a Instagram, a business YouTube page, which is Kamau PR as well, where you're going to be seeing events, where you're going to be seeing more marketing tips and branding and strategies and all that fun stuff as well. So definitely stay tuned. I'm still organizing these things. I'm telling you, when you do this thing on your own, it is not easy, but it's so much fun. So until next time, spirits, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to empathizing with you, and I look forward to seeing you. Wait, that ain't what I'm supposed to say. Let me try that one more time. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.